Good morning. Last week, we discussed the sugya of Yish and Yish Lemidas. And to briefly review, although the halacha is that an aveda where the owner was miyayish, when the owner gives up hope of ever seeing it again, the halacha is becomes similar to hefker, and whoever finds it can keep it. However, we need that the owner was actually miyayish. He needs to have realized that he lost the item and given up hope of recovery. If, on the other hand, he loses it, he does not realize that he lost it, and then you find it. Once you find it, if you pick it up before Yish, it is Bisura Asliyade, and then a subsequent Yish will not help. So you can only keep an Aveda if it is clear that by the time you picked it up, the owner already knew that it was lost, and he already given up hope of ever seeing it again. Whenever there is a suffix, when it's unclear, we don't know either way, in general, you have to assume that the owner was not miyayish, and therefore, in general, there will be a chiyuv hashava. There were a few exceptions. We said by money, something which is very valuable, something which is very heavy. These are items where the person will typically notice right away that they're gone. And in such cases, when you find it, you can assume by the time that you found it, by the time you pick it up, the owner already knew that it was missing, and therefore, if it doesn't not have a simon, he was already miyayish. Now, similar case is if you find, let's say, a cheap pen. So here, there's another svara. There's a halacha that if you have a tree, where the fruits fall off, and when they fall off, they typically get ruined. So the Gemara says that if you walk by and you see a fruit on the floor next to it, even though it happens not to have been ruined, you're allowed to keep it. Why? It's Yish Lamidas. The farmer does not know that the fruit actually fell down. So the Gemara says that over there it's Avidat Dinatri. Because every farmer knows that every year there will be fruits that fall off the tree. That's just a fact of nature, and it happens every year. So when he plants the tree, he knows from the beginning things will fall off, and whatever falls off will be gone because they'll get ruined, people will take them, whatever the cheshbon is. Machavrusim wanted to tie a nice chiddush, that if a person has these cheap ballpoint, these pens that you buy, they come in packs of 10. Why do they come in packs of 10? Because they're disposable. You take them, you're constantly losing them. I know in our house we go through them every couple of weeks. So it's something meikara, when you buy it, you know that it's just going to disappear rather quickly. So you can argue that it's not a case of Yish Lemidas. This is like Avida Dinatri, and perhaps in such a case you'd be able to keep it even if the owner did not yet realize that it was missing. Now we spoke out last week that the Tosfos extends this idea of Yish Lemidas, that it would apply also to a case of a Kenyan. If you visit a friend of yours, you drop something off by your brother-in-law, he's not home, but you let yourself in the house, and while you're there, you're a little bit hungry, so you want to help yourself to a drink, to something to eat. So there, Tosfos says that even in a case where, assuming you and your brother-in-law get along together, and even in a case where it's clear that had he known you were in the house, he'd be very happy for you to help yourself, still, since he does not know, and since he never gave you explicit permission, there Tosfos says this is totally in the sugya of Yish Lemidas, and it would be usur to help yourself. The Shach suggests that even though we hold Yish Lemidas is not Yish, that's limited to a case of Yish where a person never wants to lose his item. If he loses it, he doesn't want to give up. Giving up, being miyayish, is something he does balkarchoi. It's just simply the recognition he'll never see it again. In contrast, if your favorite brother-in-law is in your house and he's thirsty, you would want him to help himself. You'd want him to take a drink. So since it's something that you want, that does not suffer from the problem of Yish Lemidas, and the Shach suggests that it would be mutter to take it. Now, l'halacha, most poskim are machmir, like Tosfos, and therefore, in these cases, even if you have a close friend, even though you have an umdana, that if he knew, he wouldn't mind, if he doesn't know about it, it's also to take liberties without permission. Yes. The Rashba writes that you have certain cases where the minhug is for people to take things. or a minog is to, you know, the example that he gives is that you're allowed to take a small amount of tzedakah from a lady, even though she's giving away her husband's money, which he's not really authorized to do. Since that's what everyone does, I die to dahachi, it's understood that that does not go into the shaila. So anything which there's a clear minhag that everyone does it, that's fine. But if it's something which a normal person would not do, you're doing it because you're a close friend, you cannot make a minhag out of being a close friend, and that and that case would be asr. Another case where you do, another exception to this, is there is a concept, it's actually discussed in a few places in Or HaChaim, that there's a concept that a person does not mind when people use his money for a dvar mitzvah. If you have someone's talis in shul me'ikar hadin, you're allowed to take the talis, you're even allowed to make a bracha on the talis. Even according to the shitas that hold a talis shu'ula, you cannot make a bracha. It's mashma that l'kuleyama there, you would be able to make a bracha because of this rule that a person wants mitzvahs to be done with his money. On the other hand, in Hilchos Sukkah, we find by lieu of an Esrog, the Ramah brings down a Trumas Hadeshen, that from the last days of Yontif, you can use this assumption that people don't mind using their money for a Dvar Mitzvah. You're allowed to shake someone's lieu of an Esrog without permission. However, the Ramah is very meduyik. This does not apply to the first day. Because the first day where there's a Din Lochem, it has to be yours. To make it yours, you can't do it. It's one thing to say people don't mind, it's not gzela, so you can go ahead and you can use it. But to say that it's yours and it's lochem, there the Ramah's mashma you can't do, and that's why this heter will only help after the first day of Sukkot.
Is using similar bonds as separately?
So if you have this rule that people are not, if people are not makbid, then it'll be mutter. Now with a sukkah, you have to be a little bit more careful because assuming someone's sleeping in a sukkah, he probably would not appreciate the company. So if he's there, certainly you can't use this across the board. Even by a talis, the place can make a lot of limitations. You can't move the talis, you can't take it somewhere else. Or Chashochem points out if it's a new talis or if you're going to you daven b'kavana, you're going to sweat. It has to be clear that the person does not mind, and not just the person doesn't mind, that there's an umdun across the board that people do not have a kapeda on this type of use. In the moment, it's something which people are makbid on, you do not have this heter. Oh, very good, very good. So the Akroinim by Talos all ask this stira, that it, by a lulav and esrog, it sounds like the first day you cannot make a bracha, by a Talos you could make a bracha. Now in the Mechaber it's not really a problem because the Mechaber passes on a talis she'ula, you can make a bracha. So it's not a raya there, it's lachem, it's just, but the Achroinim there's a much discussion in the Achroinim what to do with the other shitas.
The table and chairs in the sukkah,
is that a separate entity from the sukkah itself? In other words,
you go into the sukkah, you can use the sukkah, but...
I hear the shayla. Now, the truth is, this idea of using someone's money for a dvar mitzvah, the Shitas Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef and many Achroinim, in Hilchos Truma, he says a person can be mafresh truma shaloi midas. Everyone's asking what happened to the problem of yish lo midas. What many Achroinim say is the Rambam held that the concept of yish lo midas does not apply by a dvar mitzvah, which would also be consistent with this halacha. That for a dvar mitzvah, you don't say yish lo midas, and this would explain the mechaber, perhaps, you could even make a bracha. Because in the Rambam's case, you're being mafresh truma, so that proves that it's not just that you're allowed to use it, it gives you a bialus, it gives you a schus in it, and therefore it would be lochem. Again, halacha l'maisa by talis is a whole shiloh, and by lieu of an esrog, the Rambam only says it the last day, so certainly l'chachila, one should not make a bracha on the first days. Now, this is the idea, concept of yish and yish lamidas. Let's discuss for a few moments, what is an aveda? Everyone, if you look around the Beis Medrash, you'll see many things that do not belong to the Beis Medrash. Do you have a chiv to go pick it up? Does it have an aveda? Do you have a chiv to go pick it up, look if there's a name, and try to return it to the owner? For that matter, on the way out, you can stop off in the coat room. I see there are a couple of umbrellas. There are some coats. Are those all avedas? When do you have a chiv to go ahead and assume something is an aveda? When do you have to be busy with it? And when? What are the parameters? So we find three separate categories. If you find something which is shomer lagamri, it's well guarded, Now, one of the Gemara's examples, actually the Mishnah, is it's in a garbage dump. Now, a garbage dump is not a private location. But if a person goes ahead, he finds a little spot, he buries something underneath it, it's a place where chances are nobody else will find. So if the item is well guarded, the halacha is you assume that it is not an aveda. You assume it was put there intentionally. And the halacha is do not touch it. If you pick it up, the halacha is, as long as you're still there, put it back down. It's not an aveda. It's not yours. You have no business getting involved. Don't do anything to it. However, if you pick it up and you go home, you think it's an aveda, then you realize that, you know, I really shouldn't have done that. Now you have a problem. Because perhaps the owner came back punked while you walked away. He saw it wasn't there anymore. He figured someone stole it. Someone found his hiding spot and he gave up. So in that case, once you've gone home, once already you've left the location where it's possible the owner came, now it became an aveda. Now you have to try to find the owner, yamuna, chachroza, depending whether it has a simon or not. You can't just put it back. But in a typical case, if it is completely guarded, it's not an aveda, and just leave it there. Now Tosis extends this, and the truth is really mavur in the Mishnah, that if you have something, even if it's in a place which is not completely guarded, if the derech is to keep it there, you do not assume it's an aveda. You see a paro walking through Rishus Rabim, or if you see tools next to a fence, even if it's not completely guarded, if that's where people keep their stuff, then you don't have to assume it's an aveda. And for that matter, if you find svarim in a base medrash, since people keep their svarim in a base medrash, even though there may not be a guard, there may not be an alarm, it's something which could disappear, but this is where people keep their items, you do not have to be afraid maybe it's an aveda. Now, there's a limit to everything. If you find a Rosh Hashanah machzer, a Chanukah time, you can probably assume it is an aveda. It was left here. But in a typical case, you find a Rajba, you don't know whether it was left here on purpose or not. You can assume if this is the typical normal place for it to be, then you can assume that it was left there and you should leave it there. Not only is there no chiv to take it, it's usher to take it in these cases. Because even if you want to return it to the owner, even if you want to hang up signs, you want to do a hachraza, number one, you're causing the owner tercha. He has to go ahead, he has to call you, he has to come down and pick it up. And number two, he may never find you. It's very nice to hang up signs, but anyone who's tried hanging up signs knows that most signs are not answered. And since the assumption here is the owner put it here bedavka, taking it away is causing him tercha, taking it away is creating the possibility he may never get it again, and therefore you're better off just leaving it there. If it has a name, then really the best thing to do is if you see that it's been here for a long time, and that at that point becomes an aveda, and you shouldn't just put it in a pile. You should call the person up and let him know that it's there. On the other hand, if you're cleaning it up, if there's no reason to assume it's there for a long time, he may have come yesterday and was learning with it, and he wants it here because he's still learning Maseches Pesachim. He needs this Rajba, so then just put it in the back somewhere where he'll be able to find and be able to use it. Now this is, let me just go through three categories and we'll discuss where you... So this is the first category, if it's in its normal place or if it's well guarded. Even if it's not the normal place, if it's secure, then halacha is don't touch it. The other extreme is something which is not shomer at all. You find something in the street, that is clearly an aveda. An aveda has to be picked up. Whether it has a simen or whether it does not have a simen, halacha is pick it up. If you can assume there's a yish, then you can keep it. In a case where there was no yish, you have a chiyav hashava. The chiyav hashava will mean you'll have to try to find the owner. We'll discuss a bit later how to do that. If it has no simen, there's no way to find the owner, you just watch it. You hold on to it in your house. But this way, it's safe, it's secure. If and when the owner comes, or when Eliyo Hanavi comes, you will be able to return it to its rightful owner. But just to leave it in the street is also according to most shittas. Now there is a chiddush from Rav Kiva Eiger, and the truth is Rav Kiva Eiger really just says in Mitaras Sotik, he doesn't say it in Mitaras Pesach, but Rav Kiva Eiger suggests that if something does not have a simen, he says perhaps there's no chiyav hashavah. Because since when you pick it up, there's no way to return it, There's no way to find the owner. It's just going to be a Yemunah Chachev Yovei El Yohu. Perhaps there's no Indian to pick it up in the first place. Now, this is a... Kiv Eger himself is not Soymech on this Lahalacha, but we'll see in certain cases it is used as a sniff when there are other Svaras Lahakol. But Bederech Klal, according to Roy Paiskim, if it's clearly an Aveda, there is no Yish yet, Lahalacha is you pick it up and either be Machriz or hold on to it, Ache Yavi El Yo. Now, the last case, the last category is, what happens if you have something which is Shomer B'miktas? It's something which is, it's not in a Rosh Hashanah, it's not in a street, it's not open to everyone, but it's not secure either. An example would probably be, if you find, a Beis Medrash is probably a good example, it's not Hefker, it's not something which people will definitely disappear, but you can't really call it secure. Someone leaves his watch in the shul, there's a good chance when he comes back it will still be there, but it's not a guarantee, it's not Shomer Lagamri. So this is the middle Madrega. So here it'll depend. If the person clearly lost it, it's on the floor. So any time which it dropped, it fell. It's clearly an aveda, and you pick it up. And noitul machrus or hareo shaloi. However, in a case where it's a safek hinuach, you don't know whether it was left there on purpose or by mistake. You find a watch on a stender in a shul. So it's possible the person was learning. He took off his watch. He put it there. He walked outside for a few minutes, but he knows where it is, and he left it there for when he comes back. If that's the case, if he bedafka wants it to be there, then adrabah, if this is where he wants it, it's not lost, this is what he wants done with it, then he should be leaving it there. On the other hand, it's also possible that it fell. He dropped it, he took it off while he was learning, he forgot about it, in which case it's an aveda. If it's an aveda, your chiyuv is to take it home and try to be machrus. So what's the halacha in this case? So over here, according to most paiskim, it depends whether the item has a siman or not. A safek hinuach, if it does not have a siman, so what are your choices? If you pick it up, is the owner ever going to see this again? No, there's no siman. The owner has no way of proving that it's his, so he'll never get it. If you leave it there, now the owner has a chance. Because if he really put it there and he plans on coming back, he'll come back and he'll recover it. So in such a case, where by taking it, the owner, you're basically guaranteeing the owner will never get it. By leaving it, there's a chance, because if he remembers where it is, he'll come back. So halacha is, by a safek hinuach, by aim by simen lo yitol, don't take it. Leave it there, because the owner is better off by just leaving it, at least he has a chance. However, once you pick it up, once you take it, since now it's a safek aveda, the moment you pick it up, you become a shomer. Once you're a shomer, putting it down on the shtender, there's only, let's say, a 50-50 chance you'll get it back. As a shomer, you can't do that. So the halacha is, once you pick it up, you're stuck. You have to take it to your house. It's an ein bo simen. There's really nothing to do with it. But l'chadchila, before the fact, you shouldn't pick it up. You should leave it there, because the owner is probably better off by leaving it there than by getting involved than by taking it. This is
the more in Sotheby's it talks about Sotheby's should use the Arbalasu, but they can use it, they can check them. So, and they're not, doesn't address at all anything the question about Haveda and how can you take it. And so, I'm just wondering, like, why doesn't it mention that? It sounds like a bizarre, there's a stickle, it's not just a rabbi. And it's saying that, you know, you can assume it's toiling because the guy is probably going to reuse it today, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. So why is there any issue there about taking out a veda?
The short answer is I don't know. Not familiar with that Gemara, but I would suggest from what you're describing, if you have to shecht your Karban Pesach, you're going to notice right away if it's missing. Something which you're going to notice right away that it's missing, assuming that it's an Ein Bo Simen, there will be yish right away and you'll be able to keep. But you should look, I would suggest looking at the Rishayin and the Mefarshim over there. So, going back, if it's an Ein Bo Simen, the halacha is, if it's Safek Hinuach, you don't know whether it's there on purpose or not, leave it there, don't touch it. Once you pick it up, you become a Shomer Aveda, and now you have to take care of it. This is the shita of most Poskim. The Rambam has a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam says, although l'chadchil you should leave it there, once you pick it up, you can keep it. Now the Achrayim are all matmiyo. What's pshat in this? Yish lamidas. The owner, we don't know where the owner was miyayish. It may be there on purpose. What gives you the right to keep it? So the Achrayim all have different pshatim. What the Shach says, and really what comes out, is that the Rambam holds, even in a case of yish lamidas, assuming it's a name by Simon, once the person gives up hope, although you're not allowed to keep it, it's not yours, he says you're allowed to use it. Since it's an embryo stem and the owner's not going to come anytime soon, so although you can't keep it for yourself, it's a surah the other day, but there's nothing wrong with using it. And therefore, according to the Shach, it comes out a tremendous chlis la'alacha, that the shittas and Rambam is a surah the other day is just a question whether it becomes yours, whether you're kaidish and yisha with it. But if you want to just use it, according to the Shach, the shittas and Rambam is, you have the right to use it. What? So interesting, it's like this. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings down the Shach, says you can sell it also. The Shtickle Pel, you have to know b'chla what the Svar of the Shach is. I saw someone to say it's a Zen Enev Zalei Chaser, because anyway, the owner's not here. So maybe, but then it depends whether the Chaser, and it's the Svar of the Shach is not clear. Again, you have to know what the Svar of the Shach of the Shach is. Yeah. Now, other Achroinim actually say a bigger Chiddush. They say if you pick it up, Amnas to return it, and then you have Das to be coined, it can come yours. So again, it's a tremendous tumul. L'maisa, Reiv Poiskim argue on the Rambam. But it is another sniff lahakal. In a case where you're dealing with a Yish Lamidas, where there's a suffix whether he was Miyayish already. So although the halacha, you have to be Choshish, he was not Miyayish. That's the assumption other than the few categories we mentioned before. But now it'll come out, we have a second Svaro Lahakal, that once you wait long enough that he was Vade Miyayish, according to the Shitas Rambam, you'll be able to at least use it after Yish anyway. So again, it's just another sniff. We'll get to some other sniff and you'll have, and you know, putting it together, it'll be able to be makel in certain cases.
Once you use it?
Yeah, Pashas become a Shoyah. It's Yisur Asli Yodeh. You picked it up before Yish.
Oh,
the Chiddush over here is even though it's Yisur Asli Yodeh, once you're Miyayish, according to the Shach, you're allowed, even though you can't keep it, but you are allowed to use it until the owner comes by Davash and by Simon. So by a Savaki Nuach, if you have something in a place where it's somewhat guarded, you don't know whether it was left there by mistake or on purpose, the halacha is, if it's Davash and by Simon, lo yitol, don't touch it. Once, if you pick it up, according to most Paiskim, it's Yemunach HaShev El-Yo, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that once you pick it up, after Yish, you can keep it. That's by an Ein Bo Simen. What about a Yesh Bo Simen? So here, according to most Paiskim, you should take it. Because although it's a Savak Yinuach, maybe the owner put it there on purpose. Maybe he didn't. Maybe it was left there. Since it has a Simen, you have a way to return it. You have a way of identifying the owner. And therefore, in such a case, according to most poskim, even by a savak yinuach, if it's davar sheyes by simen, the halacha is you should be noitel umachriz. Most things will have a simen, because most things either they have a simen on the item or the makom itself, where it is itself, is a good simen. You know, the Gemara's example, or the case where it's not makom is not a good simen, is something like birds that jump around. But in a typical case where makom would be a simen, so here you have a way of returning it to the owner. And there, although it's a suffix, the owner is better off with you taking it and trying to return it because it has a simen.
In that case, you can't use it though?
Hmm?
Can you still use it?
No. The Chiddush of the Rambam is clearly only when there's no simen. Once there's a simen where there's an expectation or at least a hope that the owner will come and find it, there's no heter to use it. We'll discuss later on whether you're allowed to buy the Aveda or if you can't find the owner, whether you can just pay for it and take the item. But just to be mishtamish with it without paying the owner, that would certainly be awesome.
If Malkum is a simon, then theoretically anything that's Safek Yinuach, the Malkum could be a simon.
Correct. Most cases, Safek Yinuach, the Malkum will be a simon. The exception will be, is either the Gemara's examples where you're talking about birds that can jump around, or similarly, you have some things that get moved around. In a shul, it's very likely, it's very nice, you may have put it there, but things are constantly being shifted around, the makom will likely not be a simon.
So the shul itself is not considered a makom?
Okay, so that will discuss how precise you'll have to be. That will be a shayla, different classes of simonim, but al kol panim, when there is a simon, by a savak yinuach, halacha is you take it, and you try to find the owner. This is the shita of most Rishayim. Shitas Rambam, the Rambam has a chiddush, and says even if it has a simen, the Rambam says you should leave it there. That's the Rambam's chiddush. Even a davar sheyesh bo simen, if it's tzavak hinuach, you should leave it there. The owner is better off, since there's a possibility he wanted it bedafka to be here. So the Rambam says you shouldn't, even with a simen, you go ahead and you should just leave it there. Again, most poskim argue on the sheets of the Rambam. They hold by davar sheyesh bo simen, you should be taking it. So what comes out basically is that if you find something, if it's in its normal place or if it's secure, you just leave it. If it's something which is in a street, if it's something which is clearly a Rishus HaRabim, it's Enu Shomer, it's not watched at all, the halacha is that there is a Chiyuv HaShava, you take it and either be Machriz or Hareo Shaloi, depending on the case. If it's somewhere, if it's this in-between level where it's somewhat guarded, it's in a shul, it's in a school, it's in a place that it's Shomer B'miktas, so there it depends. If it's a Savak Yinuach, if you don't know if it's there on purpose or not, if it has a Simen, Noitel Machriz, according to most Pleiskim. If it does not have a simen, then halacha is lo yitzol, don't take it, leave it there. If you do take it, then already, according to the Rambam, you can keep it or at least use it. According to most other Pleiskim, it's Yemunach HaShiyav Elyo. You have to hold on to it and take care of it until Elyo Navi comes, until the owner finds Edom. Now there is a chiddush that's said over b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. I didn't see it. I don't think it's a tshuva from him. It's just said over b'shmoy. That today the reality is people do not return for avedas very often. They do not return. They do not look for. If you hang up signs, very often people will not come, especially if it has minimal value. So Rabbi Yashiv paskind, at least mipi Shmua, that if something that is not especially valuable, you should just leave it there no matter what. Because if you take it and you hang up a sign, there's virtually no chance the owner will come and try to track it down or look for you. If you leave it there, there's at least some chance he'll pass by again or he'll just retrace his steps and he will get it. And it says in such a case where it's something which is minimal value, he says you should just leave it there regardless. He says that in this case, just like we have a svar from a kiveger, that something which there's no way to return because it's an Ein Bo Simen, the halacha is just leave it there because there's no way. L'such l'salim is when you have a possibility of doing a Chiyav HaShava. When there's no way to be Meshav L'Bailim, then there's no l'such l'salim. So he's really working on that type of Svara. Here, Fakir, the best way to return it is to leave it there because at least there is some chance that the owner will come back and find it. Okay, so let's talk about signs. Let's talk about what you're supposed to do when you get an aveda.
When you
pick it up, when you lift it up, you become a shomer aveda.
You can touch it to see
it. Yeah, if you want to, like, right, exactly. I mean, if you start rolling it, that might be a mashicha, but you have to make sure not to. What? So it could be if you pick it up lehevia with das not to be kind of it, that might work. So let's discuss for a moment when you find an aveda, what are your chiyuvim? So the first important halacha to know is that when a person finds an aveda, he picks it up, he becomes a shomer. Becomes a shomer aveda. Now there's a machlokes whether he's a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, but he certainly has a chiyuv to watch it. According to the Mechaber, you're a shomer sachar, which means if you find something in the street, you pick it up, and on your way home you get mugged, the halacha is, so if you hold it, you're a shomer sachar, you're chayav on gneiva aveda, and you're going to be responsible to the owner. It's as if you are getting paid to watch this item. Now, no one's paying you. The payment over here is it's a mitzvah, and there's a prutah to Rabbi Yosef. Because while you're busy with the mitzvah, you are potter from giving tzedakah, you have a certain benefit. So, according to the Mechaber, that is enough to make you into a shomer sachar. Ramah holds it's a sveka dedina, so you're not going to have to pay on gneiva aveda. But certainly, if you're negligent, you pick something up and you're negligent and it gets lost again, halacha is you are chayiv, you are responsible to the owner. Now, very often people will find an aveda, and what they'll do is they'll hang it up on a bulletin board. You know, found this, you know, if it's yours, take it. That is clearly a pshia. Because, I mean, the truth is, it was an aveda before, it's really an aveda now. Now it's just an aveda hanging on a wall. But it's not secure. Anyone can come ahead and take it. And so if someone goes ahead and takes it, who's not the rightful owner, you are going to be responsible. Hanging up the item or just leaving it somewhere is not a good shmira, and the shamer is going to be responsible for any loss.
If you find, let's say, a scarf on the floor, and in the wintertime it'll get snowed upon, people won't see it. What
Right. The problem is that when it's on the floor, it's an aveda. You have a chiyuv hashava. When you pick it up, you become a shomer. You have to return it to its rightful owner. Putting it on a mailbox is not a hashava. The way to do hashava is your machriz, you do achrazi, you try to find the owner and you return it to him. But according to Okay, Riyashiv's chiddush is that if you don't touch it, there's no lo suchel v'salim, and that you're better off doing that. Once you pick it up, just like by a suffik yinuach, halacha is lo yita, but when you pick it up, according to most places, you now have a chiyav hashava. So once you pick up the item, you have a chiyav hashava. Hanging it up, putting it on a mailbox is not a hashava. Putting it on a mailbox, it is still avud, it is still very much at risk, and that's not a kiyum of the hashava. That's true. But the problem is that although it might be likely, if you're a shomer, doing something which gives him the greatest chance of recovery is still negligence. Your chiyuv is to hold on to it. If he finds you, you'll give it to him. If not, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, that's when he'll recover it. But at least there will be a recovery eventually. You put it on the mailbox, in all likelihood, he'll never get it. And it'll get destroyed. And even when Eliyahu comes, he will not have anyone to go back and get the money from. That's true. That's why it's an aveda. And in such a case where it will be damaged, Rabbi Yashiv and Stamba would not say this halacha because it's clear. It's vada. If you leave it there, it will be destroyed. His point is that in cases where he won't come, where it's better off, he's more likely for him to get it intact by leaving it there. That's his chiddush. You don't have to pick it up. But you're right. In cases where it will not survive, then this chiddush would not apply. I hear. I don't know how far you can use this not das when you're picking it up. You definitely don't need the regular das kinyan to become a shomer. A person who picks it up and does not know hilchas hashavas aveda certainly becomes a shomer. Now we do find if you pick it up on manas legozloi, there you don't become a shomer. But that's fakir, it's where you're picking it up to be a goslin. In your case, I don't know offhand. Well, let me just one minute. Now, besides being a shomer, besides the fact that you have to keep it secure, you also have to care for the item. Now, depending on the type of item, the Gemara discusses cases of you find a cow, you find an animal. So the halacha is, until the owner comes, you have to care for the animal. Now, here we have a few different levels. The first, the simplest case is, let's say you find someone's pet rabbit. Now, the rabbit is very cute, very nice. The owner certainly wants his rabbit back. But if you think about it, if you hold on to this rabbit for too long, rabbits need to be fed. You know, carrots are expensive. So if you hold on to it for too long, you only find the owner a year later, so he'll get his rabbit back, but he'll get it back with a nice big bill. So halacha is something which is oichel, it eats, and it's not self-sufficient. The other halacha is you just keep it for a minimal period of time, 3 days, and then you sell it. This way, at least the owner recover his value. Certainly, he would rather have his rabbit than the money. But because if you hold on to it for too long, he's going to end up with a bill. You just hold it for a short period of time, and you sell it.
Even though he would have spent that same money himself.
What?
What's the value of a rabbit?
I don't know. Go to a pet store. Go to a pet store. But on the other hand, if claiming your rabbit and getting a bill for 6 months worth of carrots. So that's the first case. The next case, I don't know how emotionally attached people get to rabbits. I'm not qualified to answer that question. Now the next level is when it's oisiv oichel. You find a cow. Now the cow has to eat, but on the other hand, it makes milk. So it's really self-sufficient. So here you keep it for a longer period of time. Now the problem is that although it's self-sufficient, someone's got to get up every morning and milk the cow. You happen to be an attorney. And you're not interested in milking cows every day. So over here, the Gemara has different, depending on how much tircha is involved, we're not going to go through different classes because people don't find cows or animals very often, but anywhere between 30 days and a year, the Chazal made a limit. There's a limit to how long you have to care for the animal and be tereach with it, depending on how much tircha is involved, but it's anywhere between 30 days and a year. More than that, you do not have to be busy with it. something which does not need any significant care, and it does not deteriorate. The halacha is yemunach an sheyav elyo. You hold on to it until elyo anavi comes, and you don't sell it off because the owner. The assumption is people want their things; they care for their items, and they don't want it sold. They don't just want a cash settlement; they want their item. Zog the Gemara, there's one important exception. If you find tefillin, you can sell it off right away. Why? Because tefillin are very easily found. People, it's used for a dvar mitzvah. People do not have an emotional attachment. And therefore, the owner couldn't care less. So if you want to, you can just sell it. You can just take its value. And when he comes back, you'll give him the money. He'll buy his own tefillin. Now, this is a chiddush with two respects. The first, Michaz Elazar points out, he says, what are you talking about? People today are very makbid on the tefillin. They go ahead, they find this, the cipher that's a Yarish Shemayim, could be with his grandfather's tefillin. People are very makbid. They don't just want anybody else's tefillin. And therefore, the Michaz Elazar says it must be that the Bizman HaGemara, all the cipher were Yarish Shemayim, they all had beautiful ksav, and therefore people were not makbid. They didn't care. Your tefillin, my tefillin, they're all, it's fungible. He says, today this would not be true. And he says, today is a davar pasha, you find someone's tefillin, the owner, Davka, wants his tefillin, there's bichlal no heter to sell. So that's the Michaz Elazar. But mitzad sheni, what do we see? We see that if you have an item that's readily available in the shuk, and people have no emotional attachment, they want Davka this, we see the halacha is, you're allowed to sell it, or you're allowed to keep it for yourself, and as long as you agree to pay the owner its value. So based on this halacha, if you find something, you find some groceries, you find something which is a standard item, mass-produced, there's no one has any attachment to this particular item, the halacha is, if you want to, you can either sell it to a third party, or you can sell it to yourself, and just make a note that if and when I find the owner, I'm going to pay him back the value of the item. Now certainly if it's something which has some sort of sentimental value, this would clearly not apply. Now this leads us to a bit of an interesting problem, and that is, what if you find clothing? You find someone's scarf, someone's gloves. So you try to be machrizeh, if it has a simi, you try to be machrizeh, the owner doesn't come. So what do you do with it? Do you have a lost and found, do you just keep it somewhere, or are you allowed to take it for yourself? So based on what we just learned, the halacha should be, that since a scarf or a glove, something which is mass-produced, it's very easy to find a replacement. The halacha is, if you want to, you can go ahead, you can sell it, or you can keep it for yourself, and you can just write down that when you find the owner, you'll pay him the value. The problem is how much is a used scarf worth? Virtually nothing. Now, Imkain, if you go over to someone who has a scarf, and you tell him, what would you prefer more? Your scarf, which is used, or 50 cents, which is the fair market value of a used scarf. Everyone's going to say, I want my scarf, because if I have to go to the store, it'll cost me $10. I don't care the fact that if I sell a used scarf, it has almost no value. I want mine. So therefore, if you find something which is used, it's true in theory that today people don't care about their items. And if it's something which is readily available, then you have the right to sell it or keep it for yourself and pay the owner its value. But some of the Achronim point out that if it's a used item, where the owner certainly would rather have his item than the market value of a used item, there this halacha would not apply, and you would not have the right to sell it or to keep it. You'd have to just put it aside. If you want to take it and agree to pay its replacement value, that's another story. Then already the owner certainly couldn't care less. He'd probably be very happy that he gets a new scarf instead of his used one. But in the absence of that, if you're not willing to pay the replacement value, then we will not have this svara, and it's yemunachat sheyavo elyo. You write your notebook, you write what it is, and that way when the owner comes and describes what it is, or elyo tells you who the owner is, you will pay him back the value of the item. Correct. That was a discussion if you're mazik something that belonged to someone, how to figure out its value. Here it's a little bit of a different point, because even if its valuation is much less, even if we'll agree the value of this thing, since it's used, is a dollar. But over here, al pi din, you don't have the right to touch it. Apidin, you have to hold it until the owner comes. Now we have a new halacha that when the owner doesn't care, he loses nothing because he can just replace it easily, and so you can sell it and give him that money. So that, in a case like this where the owner does care, because it's clear that everyone would rather have their thing than its fair market value of this used item, you will not be able to sell it unless you're mekabel to pay this higher amount. There is one other factor, and that is the halacha is if you find fruits and they start rotting, they start deteriorating, there, you're not only allowed to sell, there's a chiv to sell it. Because if you don't sell them, they'll all get rotted. Al tashavas aveidu, you have a chiv to sell it to minimize the loss. Based on that, if you find a camera, if you find some technology, although a used item doesn't have that much value, but the longer you wait, if you wait a year or two, this will be completely obsolete and it will have no value. And the same is true, many articles of clothing, if it's something which will go out of style, so there already it's something which is going to get ruined. So there will be a heter to sell it. If you're using this heter, then you can just sell it at its fair market value. Because here it's not a question of, by the case of tefillin, where there's no reason to sell. You're only selling it because the owner doesn't care. So that heter is limited to when there's no difference to the owner. When he does care, when he wants his, you can't sell it unless you're willing to pay him the replacement value. In contrast, if the thing is going to get ruined, or by the time the owner comes, it will have no value, there al tashavas aveda, he's better off selling it. So then the value that you would put on it is its current value, which is used, whatever that may be. Okay, if there's such an umda, you're assuming that he's not going to lose the new one that he bought.
He probably will.
Okay, so then this will have value to him. This will have value to him. It's hard to be makel with such svaras that he probably has.
What's the svar that you're on Shabbos to find something? You can't pick it up or something. If there's no Erev,
you can't pick it up. There's actually a fascinating discussion. What happens if you find something? There is an Erev. But you're machmer, you don't use the Erev. So I saw someone wanted to compare this. There's halach of a zokin v'ein lefi kvoido. If you have a chash of a yid, he finds a sack of potatoes. So if it's ein lefi kvoido to be walking around the streets schlepping a sack of potatoes, there's no chiyuv of hashavas aveda. And the guideline there is, would you do it for your own? If it's beneath your dignity, that if it was yours, you'd just keep on walking. So over here also, you don't have to pick it up. So I saw a savior wanted to say the same thing as here. If it was your thing was lost, but you don't want to carry the Erev, let me buy if you hold that it's Aser, so then if it's Aser, then it's Aser. But even if you hold out Al Tachumra, but if to you, a Pasnish, it's a bazillion for you to be carrying in this Erev, and you wouldn't do it for yourself, so perhaps that would be a gather of Zakim Ben Lefik Voidei. On the other hand, if it was your thing, you'd pick it up, because you're only Machmir B'Teiras Chumra, not B'Teiras Meker Hadin. So then, Mustam al Tashavas Abedi, the Chiv to do so as well. Some amount. If you can't pick it up then, so we discussed earlier that the Chiv of Tashavas Abedi is when you see the Aveda, some place can limit it to, it has to be within 267 Amos. So if you're in the other part of town, by Mitzvah Shabbos, Mustam, you don't have a Chiv to get into your car and drive across town to pick up an Aveda. Wait a second. We skipped a major step. When you find something, your chiv is to be machrizit. You have to try to find the owner. What we're discussing over here is when the owner doesn't come, you can't find him, what you're allowed to do. Now, tefillin is an exception, but tefillin, you haven't given up finding the owner. The point is, if you want to, you can sell it either to yourself or to someone else. Still be machriz. There's no heter. Let's wait till El Yonavi. He'll take care of the avedas. Your chiv is to try to get it back to the owner. Our discussion here is just until the owner comes, what you're allowed to do. But certainly, this does not take away from your chiv achraza. It does not take away from your chiv to try to find the owner. And next week we'll have to go through exactly what the chiv achraza is, how far you have to go, and what you're supposed to do to try to track down the owner.
Well, let's say after you were kind of whatever, all these things.
Right.